You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Are we having fun yet? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to tonight's anniversary show. We do it every year. Last year we did it really big with the 10-year anniversary with 100 of our closest friends and biggest supporters. We sold out the ballroom there in Memphis. Could have had more, but we didn't have any more room to put them. What a great night. But tonight it's 11 years now, and not doing too shabby if I do say so myself. I really enjoyed the list that Scoop compiled. A few things, though, that he omitted, and one was an event that Scoop himself participated in. You know, Scoop got press credentials through the political cesspool to attend CPAC as a member of the press. So, you know, earlier this year, that was a pretty big one. We've had so many great interviews, though, so many big interviews, so many big names, and it's not about names. It's about having people like Sam Dixon on and Jared Taylor and Kevin McDonald and people like that, people who are out there working who should be household names, but are not because the media won't put them on. This show exists to further a cause, to further ideas that are right for our people, and so we champion the heroes of our people. And those people aren't always names that your next-door neighbor would recognize. But we've had some of those names on, too, like Ray Stevens. You know, that was a special interview for me when we had Ray Stevens on because my pastor participated in that. Ted Nugent. Gary Sinise. Big Hollywood movie star. Eddie the Bombardier Miller got that one lined up. Gary Sinise. But I think, to me, one of the things that's so great about what we've done is that so many other radio shows exist now. Maybe not on AM radio like we are, but internet radio shows that reach huge audiences. There's so many of them out there that I've gotten emails from that said, you know, we wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for the trailblazing that you did. And I'll tell you the truth, folks. One of the people that I feel most closely bonded to is Jonas DeGeer, who does the radio show over in Sweden, The Weekly Antidote. He's probably being modest, but he said that we were one of the reasons he decided to go into radio. When I appeared on that show for the first time, it was downloaded by 20 or 30,000 people. Imagine, 20 or 30,000 people downloading your show that we were on. Well, Jonas built that, and he says that he built that in part because of the example that we set and the inspiration that he drew from us. Jonas is a hero with or without us, I can tell you that. And I emailed Jonas just a couple of days ago. But there are, you know, there are things out there that we've had a domino effect in that really gets our message out in different ways. And even on YouTube, there's so many videos on YouTube that are clips of the political cesspool. If you add them all up, it's well, well more than a million views on YouTube. And that's just YouTube. That's not even a secondary source. That's just bonus. That's just gravy. I tell you, we've had a big impact. And one of the people who has shared that with us for many, many years now as a co-host is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who's in studio with us tonight. Eddie the Bombardier Miller, ladies and gentlemen, one of he's certainly the biggest character in the lineup. So many people tune in just to hear Eddie. I'm going to put Eddie on the spot here. Eddie, you became a co-host years after our first run-in together. Do you remember what first led you to me?
Yes, I do. I believe I do. You're running for political office against the Lionhearted. And, you know, I saw your campaign materials, the platform that you stood for.
I guess we must have left that on your door.
That, or I came up, you know, you had your office up off Summer and Elmore Park.
That's right. I mean, if people aren't familiar with the Memphis area, I actually had a campaign headquarters, a legitimate building that we rented, and it was on Summer Avenue here in Memphis, which is right around the corner from Eddie's house. It's within walking distance.
And you know, that's how I got to know James.
And you came up, and if I remember correctly, I went into the headquarters. The door was locked, but there was a note wedged in the door, and it was from you saying, you got my literature, you heard about my campaign, you wanted to be You wanted to help us out. You wanted to be a volunteer. You were going to vote for me.
And I
contacted you, and we've been friends ever since. Did you ever think that leaving that letter on that door that night would lead to all this about that was 2002. The show started in 04. That was 13 years ago. Did you think that when you left that letter, your life would be changed in the way that it has, for better or for worse?
Not in a million years. And I'm telling you, it has been one heck of a ride, people. What you hear on the radio is real genuine stuff between me and James and the other co-hosts. By the way, I would like to tip my hat to Scoop. He did a brilliant job in the last segment. But there's so much has happened that you never hear about on the show, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we have been through everything together. We've been close to going to jail before. You know, I don't know, and I'll mention this as a brief aside. James was talking about us flying the Confederate flag at the Confederate Park back during the Confederate Park, when he had the General Nathan Bedford Forrest's birthday. People were arrested in Georgia. Me and James were talking about that for flying the Confederate flag. They tried to make that a federal hate crime. So I guess they could go back and, make that retroactive for hate crime. But, we've been through a lot of stuff together. And James, I got in some trouble putting some of your literature in people's mailboxes. You know, the way I look at it, you know, the federal government, the post office, the postal department, they have their rules and I've got mine. You know, so you're not supposed to put stuff in the mailbox. But I say, what the heck? I mean, I put some stuff.
I guess you put a stamp on it through it, and they'd be okay. As long as you give them their 49 cents.
But we got some threatened. We got some threatening stuff out of that, and
How we met. You know, in 2002, Eddie became a volunteer for my campaign for state representative. We lost, but won so much more. You know, if I had won that election, you know, God looks after the righteous, I believe. If I'd have won that election, we would have never reached as many people as we're reaching now. It was God's divine providence, and it was in my best interest that I lose that race as badly as I wanted it back in 2002. We've accomplished so much more than we ever would have if I had held a state house seat in Tennessee. Eddie, what is it about this show that makes you most proud?
What makes me most proud is because, I don't enjoy being poor, don't get me wrong, but we come in here, especially you, James. I'm not going to say James doesn't have a life. But I have so many other things going on outside. But we come in here day in, day out. And I think that we clarify issues for our listeners. Not that our listeners aren't smarter than I am. But I think, James, that we clarify the issues and we do it with such courage that we never ever back down. We've never backed down on a single issue. Not even when the Homeland Security calls, not even when the cops come a calling and try to intimidate us, not even when the thugs come a calling. And I think that we like that we, when I say clarify the issues, I think we let people know what true Christian. That's right. Not even when Congress comes a calling against us.
Your own congressional representative called you reprehensible. I thought they were supposed to lie to us and kiss our rear ends. You know, that's what those politicians are supposed to do. But your own elected official called you personally, and me too, reprehensible. Well, listen, no retreat, no surrender, no apologies. That's the motto that Bill Rowland wrote for this show, and we live by it even in the wake of his passing. And when we come back, more from Eddie.
Yeah.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
We're celebrating 11 years on the air tonight, ladies and gentlemen, our anniversary, just 2 days from now. Thank you for making 11 years possible. We've covered, in very briefly in passing, some of the highlights, but there's so many more that we didn't have a chance to cover. What are your highlights? Let me know. Send me an email. I look forward to what the next 11 years are going to bring. We have another co-host on the line now. We're going to get to him in just about 2 minutes. But, Eddie, before we do, there was something you were sharing with me during the commercial break, something else that makes you so proud to be a part of this show. What is it?
Yeah, I'd like to go back. We have clarified true Christianity. We have compared and contrasted true Christianity with the current infiltrated, bogus, watered-down Christianity in the mainstream churches. We have clarified that for our listeners, for all that will listen. We have also clarified and let the people in our listening audience know that it's okay to have racial pride. It's okay to know that race is everything. You know, we don't hate people. And listen, we have sacrificed that. James could never get a job with a top five, you know, Fortune 500 company. I, a top registered nurse, made nationals first time around in my board's been 92, yet I have been blackballed in some of the largest hospitals in this area, and if I had to do all over again, I would. But yes, in summary, we've let people know, we've clarified and taught them true Christianity from bogus Christianity, from the so-called Judeo-Christianity, which is false, and we've told them, yes, it's okay to have racial pride. Do not have to mix with other races in order to be Christian. And we've done that, never backing down, regardless of the sacrifices, knowing we were going to be burned when we did it. And I take extreme pride in being attacked from the people like the Congress. You mentioned, James mentioned, the Congress, my own representative. James, we've both been denounced on the floor of the United States Senate, for God's sakes. It's a little radio station here. I'm very proud of that. And our audience knows. I think, James, our audience knows and has faith that we will never, ever back down. We will always protect them and put our audience, even before our welfare, because we have done that.
You're talking about sacrifices that we've made. And as I say so often,
I'm so proud of that.
The sacrifices that we make still pale in comparison to the sacrifices of blood and bone that real men like Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson and Nathan Bedford Forrest gave. But it's the best we can do right now. And so we sacrifice to the full extent of our abilities, and it's a sacrifice that really makes the show more noble. If you don't have skin in the game, then what do you got? And we have invested a lot, and that's why I think we've reaped a lot of rewards in a certain sense, in terms of being able to forge a family here and of, you know, being able to talk about these issues with love in our heart. You know, that's the balancing act, to be able to talk about racial realities, Jewish power and influence, defending the Confederacy, defending true Christianity, and to be able to do that with love in your heart and not mean-spirited. That is what we do here. One more thing before we go to our next caller, Eddie, that you want to talk about, a thrill that you share, that I share, is the people that we've worked with over the years that have made this show possible. What do you want to say about those men?
Well, I guess the first person I would like to mention, and he's going to be coming on the air soon, would be Winston, the intellectual one. As a matter of fact, Winston Smith is the one that probably brought me into this show. I was more of a fan of Winston than I was even James. Riding home from deer hunting up at the, from the Natchez Trace State Park, I would listen to him talk. I recognize the great talent of Winston right off the bat. And I, as God would bless me, I was able to work with that great gentleman. And I guess I love Winston as much as anybody I've ever worked with. Of course, James, too. You know, we're all brothers.
Well, there's been
Bill,
so many. So,
yeah, there's just too many to count. But the ones that stand out, of course, James. Me and James have been in the trenches from day one when I came out. Winston has been here. It was just first, it's me and mate, just me, Bill. Me, James, and Winston every night. Bill would come on some. Bill Rowland, I've exhausted all the adjectives for Bill Rowland in my vocabulary. There will never be another Bill Rowland. Keith, what can you say about Keith? Keith is Keith. He's a character. You have to be around him. Golly, Scoop. I remember Scoop calling from Rota, Spain.
Yeah, when Scoop first came on, he was a fan of the show, calling in
from the Navy.
While on a Navy detail
Rota,
in Rota,
Spain.
Very quickly, we do have to go to Winston, and we're going to carry Winston over to the next segment, too, because we want him to have a full shot at this. But two more people that have to be mentioned, Art Frith and Sam Bushman.
Oh,
I know we're leaving
God,
some others
I love
out,
Art. But I wish the Art was coming on. Yeah, Art was Art kept me laughing the whole time we were out. When I always refer to the old station as the bean field, when we used to be out and in the middle of a bean field in the middle of the wilds of Tipton County, Tennessee. Oh, Lord, I love that. And Sam, I can't say enough about
Sam.
Well, Sam
will be on later tonight, too, so you can say it to him when he comes on. But we have worked with the great people, and we are only the best because
how about
the
Copperhead? I mean, the Copperhead has done so much for our show. Copperhead. Hey, Lee Cochran, who's not an official member, but Lee Cochran and the Copperhead, great people.
Well, there's so many. Our audience, and there's other people we're not mentioning now, but we will mention later. We're going to carry Winston over to the next segment, but we want to go ahead and get him on now. Another man who has left an incredible and lasting legacy on this show. It's a different type of commentary. It's a, you know, everybody on the regular co-hosting staff, and right now that staff is yours truly, Eddie, Keith, and Winston. That's the official co-hosting staff. They bring something different to the table, and Winston's appearances have been limited due to the lack of his hearing, but Winston brings something to the program that's unique and just totally Winston. Winston, welcome back tonight. I'm so glad you could be on with us for the anniversary. 11 years, did you ever think it would last this long?
Well, thank you, James. You know, sometimes I didn't think it was going to last a month, but we've lasted a lot of months now, and it's, look, Eddie, I appreciate those kind words, and you're just one of the greatest guys I've ever known, and James, you're okay, too. But it has been a wonderful 11 years, and I cannot imagine an endeavor that I would like to do more. Anytime I get to do something for the political cesspool, the political cesspool audience, I always walk away from it feeling sunnier, feeling better. And, you know, James, I've said it a couple of times, but I've got to say it again. The worst thing about being a political cesspool co-host is the people we have to deal with. I don't like having to spend any time thinking about the likes of Al Sharpton or Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton. I don't like thinking about those people. I don't like writing about them because anytime you're associated with them, you feel dirty. You feel sullied and soiled. So that's the worst thing about being a political cesspool co-host, the people we deal with. But the best thing about being a political cesspool co-host is the people we deal with. The fans of the show, the people who send us these emails encouraging us, the guests that we have, the authors that I get to interview. It's uplifting, it's positive, and I have to say the best people that I deal with from being a political cesspool co-host is the other political cesspool co-host. Eddie, you're a jewel. I love you. I miss you so much. I wish we were back together in Memphis. Art Frith, the Lord of the Board. I love talking to him. He's an old Navy guy like me. I miss Bill Rowland. I always like talking with Scoop Stanton. And, you know, these people are gems. These folks, I want you to know these people are treasures to me. And I want you to love them too. And they deserve it. Some of our co-hosts, like James and Eddie, they have paid a price for what they've done with this program. And they are part of an elite group of men who have paid such a price. If I read Stephanie right, Eddie was talking about job situations. And Eddie, you are absolutely right. And how I've been able to maintain my employment for as long as I have, I don't know. Music? Okay.
There is music. Well, the plague does pass over some houses.
Winston is the...
Winston, be thankful you live in one.
You know what? Winston is the only really true intellectual we have on the show. I mean, he's a pure... Winston's like a college professor in like English literature.
All right, we got to take a break. And Keith, of course. And Keith. When we come back, we will have Winston on for one more segment, and then many more people.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Oh, yeah, oh.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
We're not just celebrating 11 years on the radio tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're celebrating the people who made those 11 years possible. And people like Winston Smith certainly rise to the very top of that list. You know, even listening to Winston, he mentioned Al Sharpton. Well, that reminded me of something that was one of our greatest triumphs that we completely forgot about when compiling our top 25, and that was in 2006, the political cesspool under the leadership of Bill Rowland. He guided this effort. We challenged Al Sharpton in Memphis, and we had him cancel a march because we were there and we had a permit to rally in defense of our Confederate heroes at Confederate Park here in Memphis, and Al Sharpton canceled the rally. National news all over again, and we forgot about that. There's been so many good memories, and Winston's been a part of a great many of them. Winston, share with the audience, if you can remember, how you actually came to be a co-host of the show.
What, do you think I have Alzheimer's or something, and I can't remember it?
Only because I can't remember. You've just always been there. It's like God, you've just always been.
Yeah, when God said, let there be light, I threw the breaker, right? I'm that old. Here's how it happened, folks. I had a good friend who was living in Bartlett, Tennessee, and he was scheduled to appear on the political cesspool, and he asked me if I would join him and support him in talking about Christian agrarianism and also kinism. I agreed, and I went on the show, and I thought I did a pretty good job. But what really piqued James's interest in me as a co-host was a situation that was going on with a pair of sisters who formed a singing group called Prussian Blue, and they were getting a lot of national news exposure as being a hate group. They were singing hate music, and all they were singing about was how great it was to be white, how proud they were to be white. And I had called in. James had been talking about it on one show, and I'd called in just as a regular caller. I wasn't a co-host yet. And I said, you know, James, the problem with those girls is they're doing it all wrong. If they would go out on stage dressed in practically nothing, and if they would sing about having sex, and these are just teenage girls, folks, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, young teenage girls. And I said, if they would go on singing about having sex with people not of their race, well, they would be perfectly acceptable. But when they sing about being white, that's when they get censured. And James laughed about it on the air, and he said something like, hey, I think we might have another co-host on our hands here, because at the time, James was looking for another co-host. And he asked me if I would meet him at a place where he was working, in quotation marks.
I remember this now. I remember this, yes.
Yeah, James doesn't work, you know.
And a very loose, very loose definition of work. But if you allow me to fill in the blanks, Winston, you're right. You appeared with a gentleman here in town that first night as sort of a supporting guest. We talked a little bit more after that. You called in. Then we met at a shooting range at the time. And the rest is history, and you've been a co-host ever since. I guess that was back in 06. And that is how it happened. You know, I'd almost forgotten. I remember meeting you at the shooting range and talking to you about coming on board as an official co-host, but I'd forgotten that you had appeared with a certain pastor here in town initially, and that's how Winston Smith came to be part of the political cesspool. And, of course, everybody knows Winston's contributions since then. But, Winston, I want to play a clip for you now, if we can get – Sam to cue it up, and then we're going to toss it to Eddie. But a quick clip, and I want to get Winston's comment on that, and then Eddie wants to say something to Winston too. If we can play the clip from Brian in Arkansas, Brian breaks down what he thinks the political cesspool is, and I'd like to get Winston's reaction. Do we have the clip from Brian ready? Let's play it. It's from last year's 10-year anniversary show.
Brian from Arkansas, another one who never misses a drive. Never, you know, he doesn't give until it hurts. He gives until it feels good.
Yes, I do, Dave.
And he gave me something last night that was incredible. It was it was my flag, and it's draped over the piano there in a certain way. We should really unfurl that. I unfurled it earlier today, and it was draped over the podium last night. Brian brought to me from Arkansas one of the finest knit Confederate flags I've ever seen, and it's emblazoned in the stitching with the political cesspool, no retreat, no surrender, no apologies. Our catchphrase, which was birthed by Bill Rowland, and that flag will be our flag forevermore, and if for no other reason than that, but there are other reasons, I wanted to bring you on tonight. You're my friend. You're my brother. And I appreciate the role you've played in getting us here tonight as well. And that flag, though, that flag deserves a round of applause. Did everybody see that flag?
Yeah. Well, it is a token of my appreciation, James. And I want you to know, and Mr. and Mrs. America, I want you to know that your cesspool family loves you. That's why we're here. That's why we do this. And I'm going to give you a country boy perspective of what's going on here.
What was it about the show, as you give us the perspective, that lured you in to being the kind of supporter that you've been?
Well, I'll tell you, every evening when the cesspool hits the air, James drops the tailgate and what bolts out of the back of the truck is the best train. Is the best trained hunting dog that you could imagine, because he's always on the trail of the facts that matter most to our people. He's nipping at the heels of truth, and when you hear him strike, he has a pretty voice. Listen to him and be ready, because he's going to turn the truth right back to you. And you can listen to Hannity and O'Reilly and Limbaugh if you want to, but they're going to drag you through every briar patch in the woods, because they're just running rabbits. That's all they're doing. But the political cesspool, that's a dog that'll hunt right there.
A dog that'll hunt.
Yes, sir.
Was that script? You know, let me tell you something. He had no idea I was going to call him up tonight. I didn't tell him about that. That sounded like something better than what could possibly have been scripted.
Winston, does that sound about right to you, Brian's assessment of the political cesspool?
I was reading the transcript that Stephanie was typing, and she tries to put in little comments of her own, and she said, "Now there's a political cesspool co-host for you." A dog that'll hunt. Yeah, that's us. Yeah. But, you know, James, hey. That's a political cesspool listener. That's why I said the best part about being a political cesspool co-host is the political people we deal with, the political cesspool fans. And that guy is definitely one of them. I would love to.
Hey, if you could get a load of the accent, I know you've lost your hearing. If you could get a load of his accent, that really. Hey, and this guy, he never misses a fundraising drive. There's a lot of people out there that donate every quarter. This guy is the first in line every time, along with Buddy and Keith in Canada. There's a few that they can't even wait to be asked. They just give, and that's a giving heart and a generous heart. And we've had a lot of fun, too, you know. I'll tell you, one of the first things we did, we gave Winston a little hazing when he first came on as a co-host of this show, and we had him interview an exorcist. And this exorcist, you'll remember this one, Winston. The exorcist performed, Winston, in 10 seconds or less, tell him what he came on to do.
He performed an on-air exorcism of Ted Kennedy.
And it not only worked, it killed him. he killed Ted Kennedy on the air.
When Austin Farley was I think he had left the show to pursue something else, but he knew it was my night to do the show, and he called and said, "Hey, I've got this friend, and you know, he'd like to be on the show. Can you interview him?" I said, "Sure. What does he do?" "Well, he's an exorcist."
We did an on-air exorcism of Ted Kennedy, and when he removed the demon, Ted faltered. That's on the archive. Hey, Winston, real quick. Eddie wants to say, Eddie wants to say one thing to you before we run out of time with you. We got to go to Sean Bergen next. Eddie, quick.
Well, I was going to say there was Winston. There was never anybody I enjoyed working with as much as you. As much as I love James, I've told James in the break, working with you was like working with a pure intellectual college professor teaching the classics. Like, you know, listening to someone read Beowulf, the Canterbury Tales. There's just no one like Winston. I love you so much, Winston. Thank you for what you said about me, but God bless you. I hope we get to work again, man on man again someday. God bless you, fella.
Well, thank you, Eddie. That is very kind. You know, we've talked about all those works, the great works of English literature, and we also talked about Anton Chekhov, too, one of my favorite authors. But it was always my pleasure to be with you, and I'll never forget the night you took us to the Gold Rush Casino and treated us all to a meal and an evening fit for royalty.
Man, we would spend about $2,000 that night.
If Eddie didn't have the comps, because God knows we don't pay for nothing. All right, Winston, thank you so much. Look forward to having you back on in an interview capacity when we get back down to work after this week. Love you, brother. We're back with Sean Bergen right after this.
Right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
On the show, call us on James's dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, it took us about 9.5 years, but last summer we finally added a professional broadcaster to the team, and it happened originally. Well, we didn't know it would be at the time, but we had him on as a guest interview because he had just been dismissed for making the mistake of telling the truth on television. He was a very prominent news reporter in the New York, New Jersey area, and we had him on, and for whatever reason, and I'm still trying to figure that out, he stuck with us ever since. Of course, I'm talking about the one and only Sean Bergen. And Sean, as I thank you for the role you've played in this program since we became acquainted and became friends, I should tell you also that I wish I could put a number on the amount of emails that I've received from people who listen to the show that say, why don't you send Sean Bergen out on these presidential campaign trails? And, of course, the answer is when we get a budget, we'll do things like that. But, Sean, you're a pro's pro. I'm so thankful that you're somebody we can call on. I appreciate your counsel and your contributions to the show. I wish we had you on much, much more. Thank you for doing that, and thank you for being on with us tonight as we celebrate 11 years on the air.
Well, it's my honor, and I really am truly honored to be on for your anniversary show. You know, you play a critical role out there in the broadcast media landscape in keeping American patriots and those abroad who also embrace our values, of which there are many, for those of our listeners who maybe have just joined the political cesspool or the political cesspool family. We have listeners all over the world, and it really is a true honor and a privilege to be a part of this group and a part of this this family, this Liberty Roundtable, and all that you do here.
I just can't tell you if the amount to which I was beaming right now could exude out of the, it would shoot up like Haley's Comet here. Thank you for saying that, Sean. And I should let it be known to the audience that, you know, the role Sean plays on the air. You know, this was another thing that should have been in Scoop's Top 25. I mean, there's just so many things you forget. I mean, Sean Bergen was reporting live for the political cesspool outside of a New York hospital when two New York police officers were assassinated by one of the Black Lives Matter crowd. We had that breaking news coverage before the rest of the, I mean, we had scooped the entire national media thanks to Sean Bergen. And that happened live on the program. And but the contributions that Sean puts forth on the air are not everything that you see. I didn't get a chance to speak with Sean. We missed each other in a couple of phone calls, but we texted, and I knew his position on this. But when I had an opportunity, and I wrote about this on the website this week, to go up to New York in November to film a three-part series for NBC, Sean said, you better think twice about that, Sean. And I took that to heart, and your opinion weighed heavily in my ultimate decision. Share with the audience your thinking on that.
Well, you know, it's very tempting and very enticing when a member of the national news media and a network outlet on the size and scale of an NBC approaches you and says, we'd like to interview you for, you know, whatever topic it is. Now, you know, there's a temptation to say, well, yeah, I want to get my message out. I want to get my message out to a national mainstream audience that perhaps is not picking me up on the political cesspool, broaden my reach, and perhaps reach some of those people out there who haven't heard me. I understand that temptation, but they are setting a trap for you. It is a trap door because they have no interest in informing the public. Their interest is in indoctrinating the public and advancing their own liberal agenda, and we've seen it time and again. Now, I understand the impulse to want to go out there and do it, but the problem is, we have to pick up on some of the lessons learned by those who have gone before you, and the one glaring example I would point to is Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin was an unknown quantity to most of America when she was announced as a vice presidential candidate in the original election against Barack Obama. She was tapped by John McCain, a generally unknown governor out of the state of Alaska, who at that time enjoyed an 84% approval rating. There's not a governor in the country who could boast those kinds of poll numbers. She did some dramatic things in Alaska. She took on corruption in her own party. I mean, how often do you hear something like that? She is has an encyclopedic knowledge on how to balance energy needs with with conserving our precious environment. I mean, nowhere in the country is the environment held as in such high regard as it is in Alaska, where so many people out there actually have to live off the land. It's in their best interest to be able to protect the environment. She's an expert in these matters. There was so much that the news media could have done to educate the American public and introduce Sarah Palin to the American public and say, this is this woman. First of all, she's a woman. You know, she's a governor. She's running one of the largest states in the union, very successfully, has taken on corruption in her own party, has done marvelous things in tapping energy and our natural resources. They chose not to do any of that. They immediately had the claws out and the knives out for Sarah Palin, and they tried to make mincemeat out of her right out of the gates. I don't think she was announced maybe 21 minutes before the first negative news story came out. And the lesson to be learned from something like that is that if you're going to sit down with an interview with these folks, you should do it live and in front of a live audience so that they cannot edit you, because that's exactly what they're going to do in your situation. They're going to ask a bunch of leading questions, and then they're going to take your videotape, and they're going to bring it into an editing room, and they're going to chop it up to make it into some kind of Frankenstein that is going to turn you into a white nationalist racist with ties to militia organizations or whatever crazy narrative they have. And that is how they are going to paint you. They are not in the business of educating the public or informing the public. They are in the business of indoctrinating the public, and they will do it by literally filleting your entire life and laying it out on video or on the front pages of newspapers for the public to see. And that's why I advise you to go into that very, very cautiously.
Well, listen, there's nothing more I can add to that. Sean said it all and then some, but I took his advice to heart, and it's so important. You know, no man's an island, and it's important to have trusted counsel in your corner, and Sean is certainly one of those. No one has had more experience in the media than Sean. You know, we've done a lot of interviews. We've made a lot of headlines. But one thing that's important, and I agree with Sean 100%, live is the only way to go if you're going to do TV. It is tempting to go to an NBC. You're going to get national coverage. You're going to reach hundreds of thousands of people. But at the end of the day, we have an obligation to safeguard our brand and to protect the integrity of our message and not let that be purposefully misconstrued. And I put the whole thing up on the website a couple of days ago. You can read it. It looks like the audience was almost unanimous in supporting the decision that Sean had and that I ultimately made. And I even included the email exchange that I had with the producer from NBC. Well, it's just another attribute that Sean Bergen brings to the table. And Sean, I look forward to making more news with you as we go forward. And thank you again for lending to this broadcast your degree of professionalism. And one day, and I promised you this, I don't know when, but I do have faith it'll happen. You know, our ship will come in one day, and you get your just reward when it does. But until then, as we all work just for the thrill of doing something useful and productive, I appreciate you doing that and making that sacrifice for us for no pay to come on here and to lend us your talents. You're winning a million.
Well, you know, James, I want to thank you for also giving me the forum to get out what is a critical message in this day and age. We and you and I and this show have been very outspoken in our support for the American law enforcement officer. We're very outspoken in support of our military veterans. And we are, you know, there's a lot of guys out there who do really dangerous work on a volunteer basis, whether it's, you know, a lot of our volunteer firefighters serve in that capacity, a lot of members of our ambulance corps, and you know, we have an opportunity now to affect some type of change in this world and act as a force for good. And that alone is really reward enough for me. You know, we do it for the love. We don't do it for the money. And I think that our listenership is that much more devoted to us and this show as a result. So I look forward to you know, breaking news stories, to being out there on the cutting edge of events as they happen, whether it's here in New York City or in the New York metro area or with our pal Scoop Stanton down in Washington, D.C. I should include also hardcore listeners like Matt the Copperhead Felak, who brings to bear great stories like the genocide taking place against white folks down in South Africa. there's a lot of issues and topics and subjects that go completely ignored by the national and international news media because it doesn't fit their narrative. It's not convenient for them. It makes them feel uncomfortable and squeamish. And we need to be the guys who have the guts to go out there and say what needs to be said.
We're those guys, and our audience may not make Rush Limbaugh jealous, but I'll tell you what, we've got an audience much bigger than most everyone, and we're proud of it, and it's an audience that we put first each and every week, and we do it with the very best, people like Sean Bergen. And you're right, Matt the Copperhead, you know, he broadcasted live from Ferguson, for God's sake, and you there in New York. We've got people everywhere, and together we're doing something very good for this country. God bless you, Sean. We'll talk to you again soon.
And you too. God bless you and James and the guys there at the Political Cesspool, Sam Bushman, and you guys keep on doing what you do. You're doing God's work.
You know we will. When we come back, much more in the third hour, we're going to get back to Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Keith Alexander, we think, he's out of town tonight, and his cell phone, yeah, he uses these cricket phones, I guess. He's 5 miles away from Sam Bushman, and much more in the third hour still to come. Stay tuned.
Right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.